Hello everyone, I'm Frank.
And I'm Gina. Welcome back to GermanPod101.com. This is Absolute Beginner, Season 3, Lesson 14, Going Out Carrying German Books. In this lesson, you'll learn about separable verbs.
This conversation takes place at a German language school during class.
The conversation is between two classmates, Kate and Jens. They're still playing the two lies and one truth game. Kate will start by making three statements.
Only one of them is true, and Frank has to guess which one it is. The speakers are classmates, so they'll be using informal German.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Okay, das ist nicht einfach. Entweder gehe ich jeden Abend aus, oder ich trinke keinen Alkohol, oder ich fahre morgen weg.
Was? Du gehst jeden Abend aus, aber du trinkst keinen Alkohol?
Nein, du verstehst das falsch. Entweder ich gehe jeden Abend aus, oder ich trinke keinen Alkohol.
Ich glaube, du gehst jeden Abend aus. Ist das richtig?
Ja.
Zu einfach.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
Okay, das ist nicht einfach. Entweder gehe ich jeden Abend aus, oder ich trinke keinen Alkohol, oder ich fahre morgen weg.
Was? Du gehst jeden Abend aus, aber du trinkst keinen Alkohol?
Nein, du verstehst das falsch. Entweder ich gehe jeden Abend aus, oder ich trinke keinen Alkohol.
Ich glaube, du gehst jeden Abend aus. Ist das richtig?
Ja.
Zu einfach.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
Okay, das ist nicht einfach. Entweder gehe ich jeden Abend aus, oder ich trinke keinen Alkohol, oder ich fahre morgen weg.
Okay, this isn't easy. Either I'll go out every night or I won't drink alcohol, or I'll travel away somewhere tomorrow.
Was? Du gehst jeden Abend aus, aber du trinkst keinen Alkohol?
What? You go out every night, but you don't drink alcohol?
Nein, du verstehst das falsch. Entweder ich gehe jeden Abend aus, oder ich trinke keinen Alkohol.
No, you're understanding it wrong. Either I go out every night or I don't drink alcohol.
Ich glaube, du gehst jeden Abend aus. Ist das richtig?
I believe you go out every night. Is that correct?
Ja.
Yes.
Zu einfach.
Too easy. All right. Since we talked about hobbies in the dialogue, we want to talk about one of our favorite hobbies, reading books.
Books and bookstores, to be precise. German bookstores are not as nice as American ones because there's usually no place to sit down and there's usually no cafe. They're pretty much set on just selling books.
Most German bookstores only have German books or a very small selection of English books. And one type of book that's a lot more popular here than in the USA are those that teach general knowledge or how to behave.
It might indicate that Germans are more afraid of making a fool of themselves by appearing stupid or uncultured.
Also, Germans really value their books. They show them off in their living room. Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
Abend.
Evening.
Abend. Abend.
Next.
Ausgeben.
To spend money.
Ausgeben. Ausgeben.
Next.
Verstehen.
To understand.
Verstehen. Verstehen.
Next.
Morgen.
Tomorrow.
Morgen. Morgen.
Next.
Wegfahren.
To go away. In a vehicle.
Wegfahren. Wegfahren.
Next.
Trinken.
To drink.
Trinken. Trinken.
Next.
Ausgehen.
To go out.
Ausgehen. Ausgehen.
And last.
Buch.
Book.
Buch. Buch.
Let's take a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first word we look at is morgen. There's a difference between morgen and der Morgen. Der Morgen means the morning, but the adverb morgen means tomorrow. It's not strange that these words should be related. In English, the word tomorrow contains morrow.
Morrow. What's that?
It means morning in old or poetic English.
Oh, wow.
In German, pay attention if morgen is used with an article or not. Without an article, it means tomorrow.
Right. And with an indefinite article, it means some random morning or one morning.
Then we have the noun Buch.
Meaning book.
And the plural of Buch is Bücher, or books in English. It's usual for German words to acquire an umlaut in their plural form.
Yes, but you'll get used to it and develop your own memorization techniques along the way. Okay, what's next, Frank?
Next up is the verb ausgeben, which is a separable verb consisting of aus, meaning out, and geben, meaning to give.
Altogether, the literal translation is to give out, and it's always associated with money.
So ausgeben really means to spend, right?
That's right. Let's see an example.
Wie viel habe ich ausgegeben?
How much did I spend? Okay, now onto the grammar.
In this lesson, you learn about separable verbs.
Right. A separable verb, or a splitting verb, is one that splits in two as soon as the sentence is constructed and other elements of the sentence are introduced.
Yes, for example, ausgehen.
To go out.
In the infinitive, it's one word, as you can also see in the phrase, ich möchte ausgehen.
I want to go out.
However, when it's conjugated, the aus splits off and positions itself at the end of a sentence. For example, wann gehst du aus?
When are you going out? Frank, how would you respond?
Später gehe ich aus.
I'm going out later. Do you hear the pattern, listeners?
The prefix aus is a direct equivalent of the English out in to go out.
Just keep in mind that the prefix is attached to the infinitive. But when you do anything else with a verb, the prefix splits off and moves to the end of the sentence.
Also, some verbs don't have direct English equivalents, like go out or drive away. Or they could mean something else, for example, ausgeben.
As you remember, it means to spend money, but literally, it's to give out.
Yes, there's also aussprechen, literally to speak out, but it actually means to pronounce.
It's always the same prefixes that split off, and there's a limited number of them. Once you get the hang of it, it's not really difficult, just a little bit annoying.
Yeah, they're really common in German.
Also, note that verbs can be vowel-changing and separable at the same time.
Right, for example, the verb wegfahren, that means to drive away. It has the verb fahren.
It means to drive, and it's a vowel-changing verb. Can you give us an example, Frank?
Sure. Fährt.
He drives.
And that means that wegfahren must behave in the same way. So it is fährt weg.
He drives away.
Get instant access to all of our language learning lessons.
With any subscription, instantly access our entire library of audio and video lessons.
Download the lessons or listen or watch online.
Put them on your phone or another mobile device and listen, watch and learn anywhere.
Lessons are organized by level, so progress in order, one level at a time.
Or skip around to different levels, it's up to you.
Instantly access them all right now at germanpod101.com. And that's all for this lesson. Don't forget to leave us a comment and check the lesson notes.
Until next time, bye!
Yeah, Tschüss.
Okay, das ist nicht einfach. Entweder gehe ich jeden Abend aus, oder ich trinke keinen Alkohol, oder ich fahre morgen weg.
Was? Du gehst jeden Abend aus, aber du trinkst keinen Alkohol?
Nein, du verstehst das falsch. Entweder ich gehe jeden Abend aus, oder ich trinke keinen Alkohol.
Ich glaube, du gehst jeden Abend aus. Ist das richtig?
Ja.
Zu einfach.